From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama is vowing to bring the killers of American journalist James Foley to justice. He says the entire world is appalled by the brutality meted out to the detained reporter, and he pledged to continue fighting Islamic State forces in Iraq and Syria. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
President Obama interrupted his holiday and told reporters that the beheading of James Foley shocks the conscience of the world. Far from retreating in the battle against Islamic State militants, he vowed to continue taking the fight to them.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless.
The president did not mention a second U.S. journalist, Stephen Sotloff, now threatened with death by Islamic State as the U.S. airstrikes continue.
Meanwhile, the parents of James Foley have been speaking about their son's legacy. Talking to journalists outside their home in New Hampshire, John and Diane Foley asked for mercy for other Americans being held abroad. Diane Foley also said that she hopes some good can come out of her son's death.
Jim had a big heart, and that's what we shared with President Obama. You know, we just pray that Jim's death can bring our country together in a stronger way and with the values that Jim hold dear.
Held dear.
Palestinian militant group Hamas says Israel has killed the wife and son of one of Hamas's top military commanders in an airstrike. Mohammed Deif has long been a target for Israel, escaping multiple assassination attempts, but Hamas says he remains unharmed, with his family the casualties. Approximately 20 people have died since fighting resumed between Israeli forces and Hamas yesterday, following a ceasefire collapse. America's top law enforcement official arrived in Ferguson, Missouri on Wednesday, just hours after protesters took to the street for the 11th straight night of demonstrations over the killing death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. Attorney General Eric Holder will lead a federal investigation into the shooting and plans to meet with community leaders in an effort to restore peace to the city. FSN's Patrice Howard reports from Ferguson.
Holder took out an op-ed in a St. Louis newspaper before his arrival, confirming that he will focus on advancing the ongoing investigation into Brown's death by examining evidence and working with local officials to determine what caused police officer Darren Wilson to shoot the teenager 6 times. He will also examine the results of a federal autopsy conducted on the victim's body to see if it supports results of the private autopsy ordered by Brown's family.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Afghanistan's attorney general has ordered that an American journalist be expelled from the country. Matthew Rosenberg, a correspondent for the New York Times newspaper, published an article on Tuesday deemed by the attorney general's office to be harmful to Afghan security. Lorna Shattuck reports from Washington.
Matthew Rosenberg's story, published by the New York Times on Tuesday, was about officials discussing plans to form an interim government in Afghanistan if deadlock over the presidential election failed to break soon, an action that would effectively amount to a coup. He was then summoned for questioning and said he and the newspaper have been cooperating fully. Attorney General Mohammed Ishaq Aloko released a statement on Wednesday, though, calling Mr. Rosenberg's article divisive and contrary to the national interest, security and stability of Afghanistan. He added that Mr. Rosenberg must leave the country within 24 hours. The State Department in Washington criticized Afghanistan's handling of the situation on Tuesday and said it was deeply disturbed by the Attorney General's actions.
And a security expert says Chinese hackers exploited the Heartbleed internet bug to steal data on up to 4.5 million U.S. patients. It's the first known breach of a company using the vulnerability. Rebecca Bowring reports from San Francisco.
David Kennedy, chief executive of the trusted sex cybersecurity company, says sources close to the investigation have confirmed hackers accessed the system via Heartbleed. The hospital chain Community Health revealed on Monday that the intrusion originated in China and that hackers took patients' social security numbers, names and addresses. They used stolen credentials to log onto the network as employees, then penetrated a database of personal information. Heartbleed is a security flaw in the OpenSSL encryption software used by web browsers and email to protect sensitive data. Community Health Systems has not responded to the claim. Rebecca Bowring, San Francisco.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.